This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin the day in Gaza, where the situation at Al-Shifa Hospital has deteriorated further as Israel battles for control, insisting Hamas is using the facility as a command center. Correspondent Tina Kraus.
Gaza's largest hospital pushed to the brink while caught in the crossfire of the violent conflict just outside its doors. Inside, doctors work in the dark with no power. The hospital says several patients, including some premature babies, have died, and there's a race against time to save the others. Israel's military says it's trying to facilitate the delivery of incubators to the hospital.
In Washington, a big test for the new House Speaker as he races to try to keep government offices up and running past Friday. CBS's Chanel Call.
In a last-ditch effort to prevent a government shutdown, newly elected House Speaker Mike Johnson is proposing a two-step plan.
There's nothing magical or mysterious about it. It would just be effectively two phases.
The stopgap measure would extend funding through January 19th for agencies including transportation and housing. Other departments like defense and homeland security would be funded through February 2nd.
A similar move cost Kevin McCarthy his speakership. Supreme Court justices have adopted the first code of ethics since the High Court was founded in 1789. It follows scrutiny over undisclosed trips and gifts from wealthy benefactors to several justices, including Clarence Thomas. CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
In ways big and small, the court is telling us, you wanted this, we're giving you something, but it's frankly not much of something.
We'll find out how much more or less we're paying for the basics when the government releases October's Consumer Price Index later this morning. Bank Rate's Greg McBride.
If inflation is seen as trending lower, that's what we want to see, and that's what will help keep the Fed on the sidelines.
Included in today's report, food, energy, and gas prices. In a few hours, President Biden is expected to give an update on the administration's efforts to fight climate change. CBS's Bo Erickson from the White House.
Overall, U.S. greenhouse gas emissions from mostly burning fossil fuels represents about 17% of current global warming. But one bit of good news detailed in the report is that U.S. emissions have continued to fall since 2007.
How's $52 million grab you for a fancy set of wheels? That was the winning bid for a 1962 red 250 GTO Ferrari at auction at Sotheby's in New York. The price was actually under asking, which was $60 million. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal...
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. 96 people in Wisconsin died from domestic violence last year. That's the highest number in 22 years. Those numbers are from the group End Domestic Abuse Wisconsin. Some social workers tell the State Journal they're worried the situation will get worse with looming cuts to federal victim resource funding. There might be trouble ahead for efforts to keep the Brewers in Milwaukee. The state Senate votes Tuesday on an amended bill to pay for maintenance at American Family Field. But as of Monday night, not enough senators support it to pass. Democratic Minority Leader Melissa Agard.
We believe that we can improve upon the bill, and we're going to continue doing everything that we can to make sure that the state of Wisconsin is getting the best deal possible.
That's Agard on Upfront on WISN-TV in Milwaukee. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks beat the Bulls. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Chicago Bulls 118-109. Packers quarterback Jordan Love was in attendance and witnessed a few milestones. Giannis, with 35 points, hit his 500th career three-pointer. Chris Middleton added 13 to become the Bucks' fifth all-time leading scorer, surpassing Michael Redd. Middleton after the game.
I mean, first, salute to Michael Redd. I mean, he's been a mentor of mine since I've came to Milwaukee, took over his number a little bit, but he's been a great person to reach out to talk to.
Baseball reports say the Brewers are looking to promote bench coach Pat Murphy as their next manager. In Chicago, Craig Counsell introduced as the new manager of the Chicago Cubs. Counsell says he'd been thinking about leaving the Brewers almost 2 years.
Thought that a new challenge was where I had to push myself. Really, it's about growth.
That's Craig Counsell with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy skies today with daytime highs approaching 59. Southerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy tonight, 39. High of 63 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 27 degrees.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers, our fantastic producer and engineer on the board. It is Monday, November 13th, 2023, now 6 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome back into hour number 2 of the big show. Glad to have you along on a Monday afternoon. Again, coming to you now, those of you who might not have listened in a while, we're now noon until 2 each and every afternoon, Monday through Friday. Happy to be here. And then our friend and colleague Matt Flynn will follow with a brand new expanded edition each and every day, a 2-hour show of Matt Flynn direct every day from 2 until 4. Always happy to have Matt Flynn along with us on an afternoon. Happy to have you there as well. Coming up a little bit later in this hour, we'll give you our what's worse question for today. Pretty good one involving Mike Johnson.
Oh, boy.
So there you go, Mike. Yeah, I'll just give you a hint. Mike Johnson is part of today's what's worse. And we'll tell you more a little bit later. Also, I'm going to give you some audio because I think that's the best way. You know, again, my opinion, you know, I try to have an informed opinion and I get that and that's fine. But oftentimes, I think it's better to go right to the source. And so later on in this hour, we are going to play you a couple of cuts from an interview by Mike Heller of the Badger Radio Network. And he talked to a couple of Wisconsin Badger football players after that loss to Northwestern at home on Saturday. And I think it really cuts to the chase of what's going on and the challenges that Wisconsin football faces, not just this weekend on Saturday, played against Nebraska at home, and then going to Minnesota to try to get the axe back, but moving forward. And so we'll talk a little sports in the second half hour of the program as well. So all that coming up a little bit later. Right now, I want to get to, I appreciate the calls and the texts in hour number one, prompted by what Trevor Noah, former Daily Host show host said over the weekend. Trevor Noah has a new podcast called What Now launching. I haven't heard it the first episode yet, but it sounds fantastic. It's about having conversations. And so I want to get into some of these conversations this half hour. And the first one I want to get into is the reality of what's going on in Washington as we are now less than 1 week away from a potential government shutdown if Congress cannot find a way to get its act together, specifically the Republicans in the House of Representatives. Speaker Mike Johnson enters big government shutdown days ahead of the deadline, according to CNN. House Speaker Mike Johnson's two-step plan to keep government open beyond November 17th, which is this Friday, will face a major hurdle on the House floor this week, a critical moment for the new speaker, who is facing his first major legislative test with just 4 days to avert a government shutdown. Already Johnson facing rebellion from the right wing of his conservative party, quickly criticizing his plan on social media and vowed to vote against it, leaving him in a position where he will likely need Democratic votes to pass the bill before the Friday deadline. Here's what he's trying to do. And I don't get this, but instead of having one continuing resolution, they called a CR, in which they say, okay, we're going to fund government until, you know, they pick a date, January, February, whatever. He is splitting it into two. So Johnson's spending plan would fund government agencies through spending bills for the military, veterans affairs, transportation, housing and urban development, and energy and water through mid-January. Then funding for the remaining government agencies would expire on a second date on February 2nd. It's a plan that many Democrats have blasted as a gimmick, but have also acknowledged can't be dismissed outright given that time is limited and control of Congress is divided. I've never seen this before, having a split continuing resolution. And by the way, it does not include any aid for Israel. It does not include any aid for Ukraine. And for Republicans in particular, it includes no additional monies to shore up the southern border. But again, Democrats can't just dismiss this out of hand, helping Johnson pass this, because here's the reality. If they can't get a continuing resolution by this weekend, it could cause a travel nightmare. From the Hill, from thehill.com, Thanksgiving shutdown sets up nightmare scenario for travelers. According to The Hill, government days away from the shutdown this weekend, which could force the Transportation Security Administration, the TSA employees, and federal air traffic controllers to work without pay. Just as the busy Thanksgiving travel season begins, around 4.7 million people are expected to fly over the 5-day period surrounding Thanksgiving, the highest projection in nearly two decades, post-COVID, post-pandemic. These are the busiest travel days of the year and could collide with a government shutdown unless Congress can come to a deal. More than 50,000 TSA officers and 13,000 Federal Aviation Administration air traffic controllers would be expected to continue to work without pay until the government is funded. Now, remember, the TSA workers are among the lowest paid already in government. And during the last shutdown in 2019, large numbers called in sick weeks into the shutdown after they missed pay. And who can blame them, right? That pressure was credited in part to ending the standoff with Congress in 2019. Can you imagine? I mean, I've never traveled in the air on an airplane over Thanksgiving. But I hear it can be quite aggravating. Can you imagine being in these lines over Thanksgiving? And then the government shuts down at midnight on Saturday morning. And a bunch of these TSA people just say, well, screw that. I'm not coming in. And suddenly the lines that are already horrendously long continue to do so. This could all be averted if the majority Republican Party in the House of Representatives did its job. So it's going to be very interesting this week to see if new Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, can keep his caucus together and have the votes that he needs in order to keep government running. You have travel plans this weekend? Are you worried about this? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us on the Civic Media app as well. not get, by the way, if you go to the, like a lot of the CNN main website page, I had to dig for that story. It's not even on like the main page. It's all about Trump's trial right now. What's going on? And that's fine. That's important. But there's a lot more going on in this country right now than I mean, look, the Trump folks are, they're either going to get convicted or they're going to get fined or put in jail or they're not. But the nation's going to keep on chugging along or not. And if Congress can't do its job, if Republicans can't do their job and keep government open, our military is not going to get paid. And again, it could absolutely wreak havoc this weekend if you're traveling around, particularly on planes. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You thought, you ever seen the movie, Mr. Zombers, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles?
I sure have. And hopefully, I've never had a travel story quite that bad. I think most people have not, because that's ridiculous.
Horrendous, yeah.
But at the same time, we could be expecting a little more than that, especially because I believe I saw somewhere that holiday travel is expected to be up this year compared to recent years,
right?
Like a lot.
Yeah.
Which makes sense, because we're finally far enough distanced from the brunt of the pandemic that people feel safe again.
Right.
And if we only have like half the staff, it could be a nightmare.
It could be a big nightmare. So we'll keep track of this. And I would encourage you to call your congressional representative, particularly Republicans, and say, pass a continuing resolution. Keep government open. Because the men and women of our military deserve to get paid, as well as every other federal worker, by the way. But in particular, the men and women of the military. We're going to want to move into another subject here. And I would love the phone calls, love a conversation about this, of where Donald Trump is going in his rhetoric over the weekend with this so-called Veterans Day speech that had little to do with veterans. And also a story on Axios called Behind the Curtain, Trump Allies Are Pre-Screening Loyalists. We had a caller earlier in the first hour bring up Project 2025. Well, there's something else called Agenda 47. Agenda 47. If you've never heard about it, we're going to tell you on the other side what it is and what the implications could mean. These are difficult conversations. They're not making, I mean, to think that the leading candidate for the nomination of one of the two major political parties in the United States of America is putting together a plan to screen loyalists, to use the government to put in authoritarian, if not fascist type of rule of law in this country, should scare the bejesus out of people. And it's time we start talking about this and calling it for what this is. Not just politics is normal. All right. This is not disagreeing on policy. This is a major political party allowing their front runner to put together a plan to overtake or control the government for their own purposes. Come back, talk about it, and welcome your phone calls as well. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Don't go anywhere. Back on the other side, the Todd Allbull Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Shaw, WAUK. It's fully leaded education talk. Hard facts with a humorous twist. Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK, and on the Civic Media app.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab. You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by following our network's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more? CivicMedia.us.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 20 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Glad to have you along. Mr. Zommer's on the board. Talking before the break a little bit about the potential government shutdown looming late Friday night into early Saturday morning if a continuing resolution or an agreement is not reached by midnight Saturday morning. And the implications it could have to Thanksgiving Day travel. One person on the text line, remember you can text us on your Apple or Android device. Lisa Joe from Madison, listening in on WMDX, says, I would cheer in solidarity if TSA called for a wildcat strike. Nobody should work without pay. Well, I agree nobody should work without pay. But then again, if it was your kid on a plane or you're trying to get somewhere with a toddler, do you want to be stranded in an airport? I mean, you know, I think the best thing is to say that our elected officials in Washington, D.C., particularly Republicans in the House of Representatives, should do their job. And simply, there's no reason they can't pass a continuing resolution. There's no reason, other than to be petty and small, there's no reason they can't do that. It doesn't mean they have to, even though I might not agree on a lot of their positions, they don't have to back down their position to keep government going to pay TSA workers and military and others while they debate this. That's my point. So I think the pressure should be on Republicans in the House of Representatives, Derek Van Orden in Wisconsin's 3rd District, Brian Stile, in the 1st, down by Janesville, Beloit, Scott Fitzgerald, Glenn Grothman, Tom Tiffany, Mike Gallagher. Those folks in Wisconsin should have the pressure put on them to pass a continuing resolution while they debate the rest. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Speaking before the break here about Donald Trump and what he plans to do with this so-called Project 2025 and Agenda 47 now. Dana from La Crosse, listening in on WLCX, we appreciate you, says, quote, Trump has gone full on fascist, full stop, unquote. I mean, if you look at what he's saying, he's certainly saying fascist things. You can't deny he's certainly going full on authoritarian. And then finally, and I honestly appreciate this text from the Shaw, WAUK in Waukesha. Texter says, quote, one thing bad about this station is you make certain subjects sound like the world is ending, unquote. Look, I think that's a fair critique, that hearing these facts and this news can make it sound like the world is ending. I try to also give people hope and encouragement, because I believe that we, the voters, you and I, can still change things at the ballot box. But I think to stick our heads in the sand and always be Pollyanna and the world is beautiful and there's nothing wrong, I just don't want people to be caught flat-footed. And I talked to Mr. Zommers and our co-executive producer, Chris Pauls, about this over the weekend. I said, we have just under now 1 year before the next election. I don't want to look back a year from now and have regrets. I don't want to look back and say, hey, we didn't get out accurate, good information to people before the election. I don't want to look back and say, hey, we could have had more fun. We could have done more fun things. I want to make sure that we're taking advantage of every opportunity every day, because to have this microphone, to have this opportunity is a privilege. It's an honor. I get that. I want to take that very seriously, but I have to balance trying to stay positive and hopeful, which I am, but that doesn't mean not reporting what's going on. And I get it. I get it. That could be very depressing. It sounds like the world is ending. But if you look at what Donald Trump, and by the way, hardly anybody is talking about Joe Biden over the weekend giving a fantastic speech at Arlington National Cemetery of inclusion, of bringing people together, talking about his son, Beau Biden, who went into the military. And he asked him, he said, why? Why are you doing this? And he said, Dad, because it's my duty. It's my duty. And Joe Biden saluted all, not just his son, but everyone who has risen to the call of duty in this country. Never mentioned Republicans doing this or Democrats, just Americans. That's what a president does. It was a great speech, hardly covered by media over the weekend. But what was covered was what Donald Trump said over the weekend and what he sent out on social media. Going to read you a couple of lines. This is Donald Trump over the weekend, quote, in honor of our great veterans on Veterans Day, we pledge to you that we will root out the communist, Marxist, fascist, and radical left thugs that live like vermin within the confines of our country, lie, steal, and cheat on elections, and will do anything possible, whether legally or illegally, to destroy America and the American dream. And he goes on from there. What raised the ire of a lot of folks is talking like this and saying like vermin, which is directly out of Adolf Hitler's language, Nazi language. And what raised my eyebrows even further was saying that he would rise up against people who do anything legally or illegally. In other words, even if they're taking legal action, which we don't like, we're still going to rise up against them. That, to me, is dangerous. It's dangerous rhetoric. That's beyond policy. That's beyond whether we should raise taxes or cut taxes, beyond whether what you think about funding education. This is fundamentally attacking and assaulting the basic tenets of American democracy. What say you? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go across the pond. One of our longtime listeners, Jay, listening in London. Jay, thanks for listening. What say you?
Hi, brother. How are you?
We're hanging in there. A beautiful day here in Wisconsin. How are you?
I'm good, sir. I know. Is anyone listening to the language of the top right?
Well, if we're trying to listen. We're trying to report it.
Yeah. Ah, Todd, I'm really scared. And then you know why? And the folks at Wall Street, can somebody speak to them? They think he's not going to go after them. He's going to come after them.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to get into this a little bit in a minute here. But yeah, there is a plan, reportedly. One of them is called Project 2025. The other is Agenda 47, where Trump is, and he, not just him, but his people around him, are already screening people's social media profiles and whatnot to create a list if he should get elected again and put back in office so that he can control and only put into even civil service type jobs only people who agree with him politically.
And this organization is involved. It's called, I don't know, you know it very well, called the Heritage Foundation.
Yes, the Heritage Foundation. Yes, exactly. We're going to talk about that in the next segment. Yes, the Heritage Foundation is also deeply aligned. Appreciate it, Jay. Thank you so much for calling. Always appreciate you calling. We're going to come back with more people on the line. We see you there. Don't go away, as our friend Matt Flynn says, because this great article from Axios called One Big Thing, Behind the Curtain, Trump Allies Pre-Screen Loyalists. We'll explain, take more of your calls. Don't go anywhere. This is the Todd Hallball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Just in from Gaza, Reuters reporting people trapped at Al-Shifa plan to start burying dead bodies within the hospital compound without Israel's approval. The Israeli military's Daniel Hagari.
Our war is against Hamas, not against the people in Gaza, especially not the sick.
Israel insists Hamas is using the hospital as a base of operations. Some Republicans, including Georgia's Marjorie Taylor Greene, say they won't support House Speaker Mike Johnson's stopgap spending bill to keep federal offices open past Friday.
Americans are dying every single day, but all we hear about is send money to Ukraine and send money to this.
The Supreme Court's adopted its first ever code of ethics for the nine justices. Legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
The thing that's notable here is that there is no mechanism for enforcement. So if we look at the code of conduct and we look at how it will change behavior, I think the answer has to be not that much.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Leaders with the Universities of Wisconsin are urging lawmakers to release $32 million. They released a plan last week to bolster degree programs to prepare graduates for key jobs, but Republicans still want cuts to diversity offices. UW System President Jay Rothman says a deal's a deal.
We're taking the legislature at their word. They said this was focused on workforce development, and I think everyone in the state of Wisconsin can look at this and say, this is good for our state.
That's Rothman on Capital City Sunday on Channel 27 in Madison. A former Milwaukee police officer is acquitted of homicide charges. A Milwaukee jury on Friday found former officer Michael Mattioli not guilty in the 2020 death of Joel Acevedo. Mattioli says he was only trying to control Acevedo with a chokehold after a fight. He says he acted in self-defense. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on The Shaw. Partly cloudy skies today with daytime highs approaching 59. Southerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy tonight, 39. High of 63 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 27 degrees.
UPUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
The Shaw, WAUK.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw.
540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app. Glad to have you along on a Monday. Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board, our producer and engineer. It's 34 now past the hour of 1 o'clock. Glad to have you along as we talk a little bit about this potential government shutdown coming up at the end of the week, unless Speaker Mike Johnson and Republicans could get their act together and somehow pass a continuing resolution. And also then talking about this speech by former President Trump over the weekend, in which he lifted language from a former Hitler speech. And of course, his campaign spokesman says, well, it's just, you know, coincidence or whatever, and tries to fawn it off. I highly disagree with that. But there's an article in Axios that I'm going to get to in a minute that talks about these plans, not just Trump has, but those around him should he get reelected. What do you think about this? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phones. Kurt in Madison, appreciate you holding through the break. Kurt, what say you? Kurt, are you there? No problem. You're on the air. Go ahead.
So, as someone who's a veteran, I find this incredibly insulting, and anybody that calls themselves a patriot of this country are a bunch of liars if they allow activity like this to happen. I'll just say this. No one goes in the military because that's where the money is. To give you a reference point, an E3 to E4 makes somewhere around $29,000 a year. And the difference between that and anybody else out there, yes, they get medical and dental and housing. I get that. But guess what? They're on call 24/7, and they have no say in their life what they can do. So by pulling stunts like this I'm wordless for it. But I hope that if we ever gain control of the House and the Senate, we need to change make new legislation that the military payroll never gets tied to any other BS that's going on when it comes to budgetary means. It's just unacceptable.
Kurt, first, thank you very much for your service. I appreciate you putting on the uniform and thank you for what you've done for our country. Number two, I could not agree more with you. And I never served, and it's one of the few regrets I have in my life that I didn't. But I did have the opportunity for 5 years to work with our great military men and women when working for one of our Congress people and doing military affairs. And I think to your point, a lot of people don't realize there are active duty, full-time men and women in the military who are getting housing, but some of that housing is in such disrepair that it's almost unlivable and they can't afford or aren't able to live off base. And many of them are living in borderline poverty. And I have said for years, A, we need to increase the basic pay for our enlisted men and women. And I couldn't agree more, Kurt, that we should not tie their pay to the shenanigans and politics going on in Congress.
Hallelujah.
Appreciate the call, Kurt. Thank you so much. Kurt in Madison, would love to hear from you. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. I want to get to this story in Axios, an online publication called One Big Thing. Behind the curtain, Trump allies pre-screen loyalists. Former President Trump's allies are pre-screening the ideologies of thousands of potential foot soldiers as part of an unprecedented operation to centralize and expand his power at entry level of the U.S. government if he wins in 2024, according to officials involved in the effort, telling Axios's Jim Vandehei and Mike Allen. Why it matters, hundreds of people are spending tens of millions of dollars to install a pre-vetted pro-Trump army of up to 54,000 loyalists across government to rip off the restraints imposed on the previous 46 presidents. The screening for ready-to-serve loyalists has already begun, driven in part, wait for it, by artificial intelligence from tech giant Oracle, who's been contracted for the project. social media histories are already being looked at. So what they're doing is Oracle, they're taking AI and they're looking at people already in government, people that might deserve or eligible for promotions, and they're reviewing what people have posted or said on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. And anybody who doesn't align with them 100% are being weeded out so that they have this list of people that they can install on day one or close to it. Back to the story from Axios. When Trump took office in 2017, he included many conventional Republicans in his cabinet and key positions. I've been saying this now for months. Whether it was, you know, people from Wisconsin even, Reince Priebus, former chair of the Wisconsin Party, was his first chief of staff, Trump's, John Kelly, even Mark Meadows, people who said, look, Mr. President, you can't do that because it's not legal or constitutional. Those were people around him. According to the story at Axios now, those officials often curtailed his behavior and power. Now, Trump himself spends a little time plotting government plans, but he is well aware of a highly coordinated campaign to be ready to jam government offices with loyalists willing to stretch traditional boundaries. What's happening? According to Axios, if Trump were to win, thousands of Trump first loyalists would be ready for legal, judicial, defense, regulatory, and domestic policy jobs. His inner circle plans to purge anyone viewed as hostile to the hard-edged agenda, the authoritarian-sounding plan he calls Agenda 47. Agenda 47, meaning he'd be the 47th president of the United States should he get elected again. The people leading, this is important, according to Axios, the people leading these efforts are not clownfish figures like Rudy Giuliani. They're smart, experienced people, many with very unconventional and elastic views of presidential power and traditional rule of law. To Jay's point, our caller before the break, or here last segment, according to Axios, behind the scenes, the government in waiting is being orchestrated by the Heritage Foundation's well-funded Project 2025, which already has published a 920-page policy book from 400-plus contributors. Think of it as a transition team set in motion years in advance. Heritage President Kevin Roberts tells us his apparatus is, quote, orders of magnitude, unquote, bigger than anything ever assembled for a party out of power. According to Axios, the policy series Mandate for Leadership dates back to the 1980s. But Paul Danz, director of Project 2025, told Axios, quote, never before has the entire movement banded together to construct a comprehensive plan to deconstruct the out-of-touch and weaponized administrative state, unquote. I mean, again, I get it. You say, geez, Todd, why? It just scares me. I want to turn it off. I don't want to listen to it. I don't want to think about it. I get that. But someone has to be here to discuss this. It's what Trevor Noah said. I said at the beginning of the show. These are hard conversations to have. They're not pleasant. But someone needs to discuss this because we have to face the realities that if Trump were to be reelected, and he could, this is the kind of stuff to come. So if you are a disaffected progressive or Democrat who is not excited to vote for Joe Biden, I implore you to think of these things we just talked about. If you're an independent, think what Trump, to our caller there from Madison, if you are a veteran, and maybe you're even a Republican veteran, that's great, that's fine. Thank you for your service. But think what Donald Trump is saying on Veterans Day in this country and juxtapose it, compare it to what John McCain said on Veterans Day, or what George W. Bush said on Veterans Day, or what George Herbert Walker Bush said on Veterans Day, or what Ronald Wilson Reagan, or what Dwight Eisenhower said on Veterans Day. This dude, Trump, is not in the same vein, in the same category, or on the same planet of any Republican that I've ever known. Not a Republican, actually. And this is this MAGA movement that has taken over what used to be the Republican Party. And it's real, and it could happen, and it's dangerous. And that is not an indictment on your everyday run-of-the-mill Republican voter. This is an indictment on one dude in particular, Trump himself, and the leadership of the MAGA movement, who doesn't want, as we said before, to look at reality. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Would love your take on this as well. I was going to wait till after the break, but maybe we should just do it right now because this is pretty good. Let's turn the page a minute and ask you a what's worse question for Monday. How about that, Mr. Zomers? Are we ready here? It's time once again for what's worse. This or that.
The choice is yours. You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this.
Time once again to ask you a question. You do not win anything. There is no money or prizes involved. Only your chance to be vocal across the state of Wisconsin on the air. We lighten things up a bit. Ask you the what's worse question for today. What's worse? Speaker Mike Johnson being responsible for keeping the government open, or property taxes? What's worse? Having Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, being responsible for keeping the government open, or property taxes? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. I mean, it's a close call, right? Because, I mean, I'm not too keen on this guy, Mike Johnson, with very little leadership. Never even chaired a committee in Congress. And now the Speaker of the House, two heartbeats away from the presidency. But having him being responsible for keeping government open, or property taxes, which is worse? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. I believe we're Mr. Zomer is still screening the phone calls here, but we will get to you in just a minute. So stay with us. What's worse? Because look, property, nobody likes to pay property taxes, right? But for a variety of reasons, it seems like property taxes generally only go up and not down. So, I mean, that's something to think about. But anyway, what's worse? Speaker Mike Johnson being responsible for keeping the government open, or property taxes? Let's go to Cindy in Appleton. Cindy, thanks for listening. What is worse? Mike Johnson being responsible for keeping the government open, or property taxes? What say you?
Hello. Well, definitely having Johnson being a speaker is worse because I can live with paying property taxes because I get something in return. I don't get anything in return from that guy.
That is a great point. That's a great point, Cindy, that we do get something in return for property taxes. I love it. Thank you very much for listening. Thanks for the call. 844-967-2789. Dave in Minneapolis. Got about 30 seconds, Dave. What's worse, Mike Johnson in charge of keeping the government open, or property taxes?
I'm sorry. I thought I was going to comment on the mega comments you made, which I think are spot on.
Oh, go ahead.
I don't have a 3 second. I was just going to say, it's one of the most intelligent things I've heard from a Republican in a long time. I'm a longtime voter. Voted for all Republicans going back to Ronald Reagan. Never voted for a Democrat. And I don't understand why the current Republican leadership, they kind of got behind an anti-Trump after January 6th.
Hey, Dave, hang on. Dave, don't, I'll take you after the break. Don't go anywhere on the Todd Allbowl Show.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded.
These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Earl Ingram.
If all the other things globally aren't enough to give us pause, healthcare premiums rose 8% this year. And so corporations are starting to feel the strain of offering health care to their employees, and more of them are abdicating that. What are people to do?
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
Welcome back to the Tylo Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 10 minutes before the hour of 2 o'clock. That is 10 minutes away from our friend and colleague, Matt Flynn, direct. In after the top of the hour national news, a quick check of weather, taking you to the front lines of history, history being made every minute of every day. Matt Flynn will take you there, give you the update from a perspective of an attorney, two-time chairman of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. A veteran, by the way, Matt Flynn is. Navy veteran, proud of it. And all around, just a great guy. Matt Flynn direct coming up at the top of the hour after news. I want to go back, Dave, if you're still there in Minneapolis. Dave, I appreciate you holding the break. I thought we were just going to do a quick what's worse, but I appreciate you calling in on a more thoughtful conversation about being a Republican yourself. Go ahead and finish up your conversation. You were just saying you were intrigued by what the current iteration of the party and the leader Trump is saying, us particularly veterans.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you know, your comments are so spot on and so intelligent. I'm just embarrassed because I've been a Republican my whole life that more Republicans aren't saying what you're saying. And I just don't know where the Republican leadership are, because I'll admit, I'm embarrassed to say it, but I did vote for Trump for the first time. But I could not vote for him, not only what he was doing during his administration, but then after January 6th, I've never seen anything like it before. And I think you're right on. He's dangerous now. And that whole mega movement is dangerous. And it's just the Republicans, they've gotten away from who they are, and they are going to keep losing elections until they disassociate themselves from Trump, because he is a danger to, I think, us as a country.
Dave,
I appreciate your comments and keep up the good work.
Hey, I appreciate you. Thank you for calling and thank you for sticking with us. And that is exactly right there what we need more of. We need more people saying, look, you know, I may have voted for one party for a while or all my life, but there are fundamental tenets. There are foundational things that should transcend partisanship, right? Democracy, a peaceful transition of power, as one caller earlier talked about. Our veterans, those who have served, the sanctity of their service, the sanctity of providing them with benefits and pay for our military. Those are things that any president, current, former, or wannabe, should not cross those lines. And we certainly should not have a leader in either party who is quoting Hitler and fascism and authoritarianism. And Dave's absolutely right. This is not a difference on policy. Hey, our taxes, speaking of property, our property tax is too high. That's a policy difference. We could have thoughtful or even, you know, aggressive debates on whether we should have higher or lower property taxes and what we should do with that revenue. That's healthy debate. We should not be having a debate on whether or not, as this Axios article points out, that there is now something called Agenda 47 and Project 2025 being put in place by a former president of the United States' team to prepare for another term where he is weeding out and looking at people that only... This isn't just, hey, did you support me in the election? Right? I mean, if you're making a political, so in government, doesn't matter whether it's state or national, there are two types of jobs, basically. Civil service jobs, which are what most of them are, which means that the government is not supposed to. In fact, there are laws in place to say you can't take partisanship into consideration, that you are applying for a job, be it in the Social Security Administration or defense or what have you, that these are civil service jobs. And it doesn't matter which administration, which party, which president is in office, you will have that job regardless. And then those are civil service. Then there are political appointee jobs. You serve at the pleasure, it's called. You serve at the pleasure of the executive, whether it's the governor, whether it's the president. And it's understood that if you take one of those jobs, depending upon who is in office, you might be out. But what Trump's team is doing here, according to Axios, is setting it up so that these political standards would be used for civil service jobs as well. And only people that are loyal to Trump, who are loyal to MAGA, who would be willing to go against the Constitution, no matter what, in fidelity and loyalty to Trump, would be hired. And this is what is in place now, according to this story from Axios. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go to Catherine in Madison. Catherine, appreciate you listening and calling in. What say you? Catherine, go ahead.
Hi. Todd, I was really glad to hear that Trump is talking about what he would do if he regained the presidency. Because the last time when he ran, the GOP never even put out a policy. They never put out a platform. So I think this is going to get a lot of information out, and I'm glad he's doing it, and at least people will make better decisions. I think we heard that from the Republican, longtime Republican caller you just had.
Mm-hmm. No, I think you're spot on, Catherine. Is that at least they're being more honest. Whether or not it's getting reported beyond this show and this network, I don't know. But at least you're right. At least they're telling us who they are. So I hope we better believe them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate it, exactly. Catherine, thank you so much for listening here on WMDX in Madison. Catherine's right. Because whether it was Trump in 2016, remember I had my coffee shop. I owned a small coffee shop in Madison. I was cleaning up late, 9, 10, 11 o'clock at night sometimes. And I'd have CNN on a lot at night, cleaning up the coffee shop. And you had Don Lemon, former longtime anchor, then at night. And he'd have Trump on for 30, 45 minutes at a time. Basically, it was an infomercial. And he was just kind of his goofy self. And he was like from The Apprentice, little pot shots and whatnot. And, you never really heard what he would do. Same thing with Scott Walker. Scott Walker tried to pawn himself off as just kind of this nice, humble guy. I eat lunch out of a brown bag. Never talked about the fact that his intent was to destroy public education in Act 10. Not a word until he got in. And that is the danger. At least this time, we know what Trump is going to do if he gets a second term. Be aware. As they say in The Lion King, a little quick Broadway and musical reference for you. Coming up next, it was a great show. Thank you very much. Sorry we don't have time for a couple more callers who called in late. Call in tomorrow. Stay tuned now. Our friend and colleague, Matt Flynn Direct. He is ready to take you to the front lines of history being made. You do not want to miss it. So don't touch that dial. Back with more tomorrow. Thank you to Mr. Zomers on the board and all of you for listening and calling. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, don't give up. Keep banging your drum.
Keep banging on, and your day will come. Keep banging on your drum, and they will hear you.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to The Shaw. WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez.